Welcome to the Simplicity of Wellness podcast. I'm your host, board-certified holistic nutritionist and professional life coach, Amy White. The purpose of this podcast is to share information that you can use to become leaner, stronger, and healthier by losing weight, shedding inches, maintaining muscle, and managing your mind, all while living your normal, busy life in this modern, sugar-filled world. Hello, Simplifiers. Today, I want to talk about three things that will stop your weight loss efforts. And then I want to cover the fix, how you correct these three issues so you see transformative change. The three things I'm focusing on today are number one, when you focus too much on your food, number two, ignoring your hunger, and number three, not understanding how food impacts your body. So let's jump into number one, focusing too much on your food. You know you're doing this because what you're doing to try to lose weight starts feeling really hard. It's almost as if it feels like a new job that's so demanding, it's requiring all of your attention. It is exhausting, and you really just want to stop thinking about it. You don't want to do it anymore. When you're focusing too much on your food, it can look like many different things. What I want you to think about is if what you're doing feels easy or if it really feels hard, like that new job, like you've just taken on one more thing that you do not have time to do. If food is feeling hard and you're burning out from the mental fatigue, you won't successfully lose weight. You will actually give up. You will have to. It becomes overwhelming and too much. The fix is you need to be able to let your food feel easy. That might sound simplistic, but it really does make a huge difference. A lot of times people go into a weight loss plan figuring they're going to do all these things differently. I'm going to do new recipes. I'm going to eat new foods, all the things. And that's all new to them. So of course, that's going to feel tricky. It's something you have to learn. So to make food feel easy, stick with what you know. Think about what you enjoy eating, what tastes good to you, what makes your body feel good. Pick 5 to 7 meals and just put them on repeat. You don't have to do meals. You can actually just do an a la carte, you know, pick proteins that you like and vegetables that you like and healthy fats that you like, and then start building meals with those foods. If you want help with that type of a list, go to the resources below the podcast and you can grab my what to eat list. That's exactly what that is. It breaks up, you know, healthy proteins, healthy veggies, healthy fat choices, and then you can kind of mix and match to make foods that you enjoy. I personally really like to have meals prepared. I like to stock my refrigerator. So I don't like to prepare individual meals. I don't want to go into my refrigerator and have all these beautiful containers laid out with breakfast, lunch, dinner. That doesn't work for me. If I put a meal like that together in a day or 2 days, I'm going to look at that thing and I'm going to think, I don't want to eat this. I just know myself. So for me, I much prefer to prepare my refrigerator, meaning I want a lot of food in the refrigerator, but that food is cooked. I often talk to clients and they'll say, oh, I have a ton of food. I have frozen chicken and I have frozen this and I have blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that's not going to help you. That's something you're going to have to put a lot of attention toward. You're going to have to prep it. You're going to have to defrost it. You're going to have to find a recipe. What you want to do is make all that happen ahead of time. In our house, the weekend is a great time for us to prepare the fridge for the week. We have time on the weekends. The week gets busy and I'm tired. I sit at my desk all day. I'm exhausted by the time I go downstairs. In our refrigerator, we're going to have cooked food. So I can open the refrigerator and at that moment decide what I'm kind of in the mood for. I typically will mix and match what I have made. For example, this week we had a lasagna all made up. That's 10 slices of our high protein lasagna in the fridge ready to go. I had 7 pork chops cooked and ready to go. I had meatballs, 6 servings of grain-free high protein meatballs with sauce ready to go in a container, all cooked. I actually pre-cooked my high protein pasta. So that was in the refrigerator. And I know, you know, what a serving of that is. And so I would take the pasta and put my meatballs and sauce on top and create that meal. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to mix things up if I find that I have time during the week. For example, on Wednesday of this past week, I did have some time between a call. I had about an hour and a half between two of my calls. And it was right around when I like to eat my first meal, which was about 10:30, 11 in the morning. So I go downstairs thinking, well, what am I going to have? Lasagna, meatballs? You know, I wasn't sure. And my husband had left out a beautiful steak for me. He knows I love steak. He had found this beautiful grass-fed ribeye when he was shopping, and he left it on the counter so it was room temperature, ready to go when I came downstairs. I salted it up, threw it in my cast iron, and it was ready in 6 minutes. We already had our salad made and prepped. We typically have to make the salad twice a week. So we make a gigantic salad. It's just vegetables. It's lettuce, red pepper, yellow pepper, green onion, cucumber, and tomatoes. That's it. Oh, and celery. We started adding celery, which I just love. It's so crunchy. I plate the salad. I actually put a little bit of cottage cheese in it because I kind of like it to be creamy. And then I add just balsamic vinegar. And then whatever I'm having as my protein goes on top of the salad. So in this particular day, that was my steak. The day before, it was lasagna. And this morning, it was a pork chop. Super, super easy. The food is delicious. We like it. It just makes the whole week so simple. The kids came over for dinner on Tuesday night. I had salad with lasagna. My daughter had meatballs with spaghetti sauce and pasta. My husband also had meatballs and pasta. My son-in-law had lasagna and meatballs, and my grandson had a pork chop. It was fantastic. We didn't have to do anything. It was all ready. Everybody just was like, oh, I'm going to have this. It was just this really fun, super easy family meal. I could play with the kids. I could talk to my daughter and my son-in-law. I wasn't in the kitchen cooking. It's fantastic. Easy food makes everything about life so much easier. And I'm not having any mental fatigue trying to figure out the food. It's all done. Okay, that's number one, letting your food be easy. Pick the things you like, stick with them most of the time. And yes, of course, mix it up when you have the time and the energy to do that. The whole reason you want to make your food easy is so that you can be as consistent as possible. Consistency is what will create the results. Moving on to number two, which is ignoring your hunger. When you ignore your hunger, you're playing a game of willpower. Willpower will not last. So you will end up binging, falling off the wagon, whatever you want to call it, whatever the thing is that makes you stop and then have to restart. Willpower is not going to create the results that you want. What I'm going to suggest is that you listen to your hunger and you feed your hunger. The whole point when it comes to losing weight is actually taking in less energy than your body needs to use so that you use the onboard fuel. You have an entire personal pantry of body fat that you carry around. You want that door wide open and you want your body walking into that pantry and using that stored fat. You do need to create a calorie deficit so that your body will then dive in and use the onboard fuel. Now you might be thinking, well, if I ignore my hunger and I just stop eating, then I will have to use that onboard fuel. And this is true. If you just decide to stop eating, you will lose weight. You will lose fat. You will lose muscle. And that is a problem because it will cause rebound weight gain and it will make it harder for you to lose the weight again. And if you want more information about that whole process, go back to the episode called Unlocking the Secrets of Sustained Weight Loss. I talk all about that. Ignoring your hunger isn't going to create the result that you want. If what you want is to lose the weight and not gain it back, and then just go about living your life and easily maintaining your new normal. Ignoring your hunger is going to cause a rebound effect, and it's going to be a net negative effect. Instead, let's talk about satisfying and satiating that hunger so you actually eat less without trying. So creating that calorie deficit without feeling hungry, without having cravings chasing you, that's how you lose weight and make it feel easy. Okay, so satisfy. What does that mean to satisfy your hunger? If you look up the word satisfy, it means you're going to meet expectations, needs, and desires. Satisfying your hunger means you're eating food that tastes good to you, food that you enjoy. You're not doing, I'm dieting, so I'm eating diet food. That's not what we want to do. We want to eat normal food, the food that you enjoy. Go back to step one. What were some of the foods that you outlined as foods that you like, meals that you like? That's what you want to focus on. Step two, when we're trying to manage our hunger, we're going to move into satiation. When you satiate, that's when you make yourself full. And in order to feel full and satisfied so that you're not thinking about food in a half an hour or an hour or an hour and a half, you want to basically give yourself a good 4 hours where your body is not pestering you about food. And in order to do that, you need to feel satiated. You need to feel full. And the way you feel full is making sure that every cell in your body got what it actually requires, nutrients. That's going to come from the food that you choose to eat. You have to feed the cells in your body because once they get what they need, they will tell your body to turn it off. Stop asking for food. Your appetite calms way down. You don't feel hungry. You're therefore not thinking about food. So you're eating less without trying. You're losing weight and it's feeling really, really easy. That's the goal. You want to satisfy and you want to satiate. So you want to enjoy what you're eating, but you also want what you're eating to make you feel full and satisfied for a good 4 hours. The way I talk about this with my clients is we want to build meals. You want to build a meal that's going to give you everything you need for a good amount of time. This does not mean eating like a bird. This does not mean dieting and nibbling. It means building an actual meal, a meal that's got 400 to 600 calories in it. And it's got a ton of protein, lots of crunchy vegetables, lots of volume. That's what you're trying to do. You want to add in some healthy fat. You want to make it tasty. You want to feel full and satisfied. And the way you're going to do that is by making sure that you're feeding every cell in your body. When your cells get full, they will stop asking you to feed them. This is exactly what you want to happen. You have that whole personal pantry. You're going to get 400 to 600 calories from a meal. That type of calorie intake is something that your body can manage. You're going to run through those calories surprisingly quickly. However, the cells aren't going to need a top up. They've got what they need. They're running efficiently. So now there's a conundrum because your body's like, well, we're running out of fuel, and the cells are like, I don't care. Do not ask for food. We don't want any food, so you just figure it out. And then this is when your body's like, oh, huh, okay. Well, I guess I have this onboard fuel. I have this whole pantry. I guess I'll just go in there and use some of that fuel until the cells tell me they're ready for more food. That's exactly what you want to happen. You want your cells to have everything they need so you're functioning and operating really well. You're feeling good, no brain fog, have the energy, but you also want your body to feed you fuel regularly so you don't have any energy dips while the cells are working through the nutrients that they have. That's exactly what you want to happen. That is how you lose inches. That is how you change your body composition. That is how you burn fat. And that is how eventually you step on the scale and think, wow, I'm actually at my ideal weight. And then it's easy to maintain because you're not starving. You're eating. You're eating delicious food. And occasionally you're even indulging, but it's okay. Which is going to take us to step number three, understanding how food impacts your body. One of the biggest things that I believe causes women to struggle with their weight loss is not understanding how the food that they're eating is impacting their body. So food is information. Every bite of food is giving your body very specific directions. And if you don't understand what directions are coming in with that food, it's like playing this game of weight loss without a rule book. There are a lot of foods out there that we all call healthy foods. But if that food doesn't work well with your body currently, then it is not a healthy food for you. And I say currently because when our bodies are out of balance, we may react differently to different types of foods than we would when our body is in balance. Now, understanding how food impacts your body is where food freedom comes from. This is going to allow you to eat anything you want because you'll understand what works and what doesn't work. You will understand when you eat something if you actually felt better or worse having eaten that thing. And then from there, you get to make choices. Do I want to feel like that or do I want to feel like this? That's where the choices come from. So when I talk about living in balance and then being able to eat what you want, it's because most of the time you're choosing to eat the foods that actually make you feel good. Because once you feel good, you actually do try to maintain that feeling. You like it. You like not being bloated. You like not having gas. You like not having heartburn. You like not having brain fog. You like having lots of daytime energy. You like that feeling. Your body is going to want you to maintain that feeling. You really start to notice when you don't feel good, and that's something that you start to avoid. So you do start to naturally gravitate most of the time to the food that works for your body. Once you bring your body into balance and you start understanding how to recognize the cues that your body's giving you to say yes to this or no to that, then you get to decide on indulgences because the things that you're eating most of the time are going to be the foods that work for your body. They're going to be your healthy foods. You love them, you eat them repeatedly because that makes them easy. The indulgences are going to be the things that on some level don't make you feel your best. Some of them will kind of make you feel like neutral, kind of a little off. Some of them will make you feel terrible. And those are the things you're going to choose. You know, some of those terrible things, you might decide during the holidays, this is something that I'm going to have. I've made that choice. I get it one time a year. I'm definitely eating it. There are other things like, say, ice cream, for example. A lot of people don't do well with ice cream. It's very high sugar. It's very high fat. It's dairy. So a lot of people have trouble processing that well or metabolizing it. But there are people like me who love ice cream. And so they're willing to kind of dive in every now and then and get an ice cream cone or get a scoop of ice cream, knowing that they're not going to feel their best. But it's occasional. So, you know, it'll throw their body out of balance for a few hours, maybe a day, but then they're back anyway, eating all their normal foods that make them feel good. So they very quickly come back into balance. This is exactly what happens when you go on vacation, when you understand your body balance. You go on vacation, you have a great time. You try the local food, you enjoy yourself. There's no guilt. You come home, you get back to doing and eating the things that you normally do, and your body comes back into balance. This is maintenance. This is you now living at your new normal and not worrying about it, not micromanaging it, because you understand how to create balance. You understand what food is doing in your body. You feel it, and then you make choices based on how you're feeling. It is a learned skill. It is not something that comes naturally to most people because we don't like to feel. So yes, you have to start to learn this feels good, this doesn't feel good. And you have to start to decide, you know, how do I actually want to feel most of the time? If this is all very interesting to you, you're liking the three steps, it sounds great. It also sounds challenging. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I do want to do this. How do I do this? I really want that new normal. I really want to live at my healthy ideal weight. My Hangry to Healthy coaching program, which is a 12-week program, is going to be opening for enrollment in April. Keep that in mind. If this is something that you think you want help with, this is exactly what I do. This is how I help my clients. These are just three of the steps or things that we focus on as we go through the Hangry to Healthy program. The goal is for you to understand how to work with your body so that you don't need me or anybody else helping you figure out your food. You actually know what to do and you do it. That's the big difference, right? We all know what to do, but it's very difficult for us to consistently do it. After you finish the Hangry to Healthy program, you really are tuned into your body. You know exactly what to do for your body, but you also know how to get it done. We coach on nutritional principles. We talk about food. We talk about making things simple, but you also learn how to self-coach. You also learn how to manage your mind, and that's where the doing comes in. That is the beauty of my program. I want you to graduate away from me. I want you to be totally empowered and food confident. Okay, let's do a quick recap. The three things that I think are the best to focus on if you really want to start seeing progress towards your weight loss, body health goals are, number one, making food easy. Don't get so focused on food that you become mentally exhausted and just decide to quit. Number two, don't ignore your hunger. Learn how to build meals so that you feel full and satisfied for a decent amount of time. You want to give your body time to go in and use the onboard fuel in between meals. And then number three, learning to understand how food is impacting your body so that you know what's going to work for you and what's not going to work for you. You want to know which foods are going to help you move toward your goals and which foods are actually going to be holding you back. Okay, that's it for today. If you like the podcast, if you got any nugget out of this podcast, please leave a review, drop some stars. I really appreciate you being here, and any support that you can give the podcast helps spread the word. So thank you. I'll see you in the next episode. Have you ever said to yourself, I wish someone would just tell me what to eat? If so, today is your day. Go to the show notes and click the link, Your Healthy Kitchen. What to Eat, to download the starter food list that I share with all of my Hangry to Healthy weight loss clients. These are the foods that will calm your gut, eliminate the bloat, boost your energy, and shift you into a fat burner. This list is your first step toward body balance and weight loss for the last time.